Welcome to the Denton Peterson Dunn Podcast. We provide a guide for you to succeed in all your business law matters. Our attorneys have been serving clients in the greater Phoenix area since 1995. Denton Peterson Dunn has the legal expertise you need to successfully operate in the complex realm of business law. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by attorney Brad Denton.
In this episode of our podcast, we'll advise you on how to protect your intellectual property in collaborative projects and why working with an Arizona intellectual property lawyer to protect your ideas is your best move. One of the advantages of collaborating with a team is the different ideas, perspectives, and approaches that each member brings to the table. However, a significant downside of collaboration is figuring out how to protect the intellectual property of each individual and the collective work. Working with an Arizona intellectual property lawyer before beginning your project is essential to protect each contributor's intellectual property rights. First, we must know how businesses can protect intellectual property rights. Intellectual property is a key part of modern business. But even with the development of artificial intelligence, intellectual property cannot really be created without people. Businesses need to manage their creative teams in ways that protect intellectual property in order to properly compensate their employees, as well as ensure that the business actually owns the intellectual property that has been developed. There are many ways to go about this process, so it's best to consult with an intellectual property lawyer to ensure that your business practices are sound and protect your company. Now, let's review how to ensure that the result of a collaborative project is a work for hire. One of the most common ways to protect intellectual property is by ensuring that the result of the team's work is work for hire. When a business employs people specifically to create intellectual property as part of their job, the business can claim ownership over what is produced. This process is essential for the healthy management of intellectual property collaborations. When several engineers or creative teams work together under an appropriate contract, the company will not need to negotiate intellectual property collaboration agreements with each employer for what they've produced. Next, let's understand the collaboration and intellectual property rights for Arizona businesses. Protecting intellectual property is essential for all businesses, but especially important for new startups. New companies who attempt to compete with large established businesses who have plenty of cash flow and resources may struggle to operate a business if they do not adequately protect their intellectual property. Intellectual property rights are the only thing that may stop a large competitor from making the same product as a new company. Intellectual property collaboration with a business lawyer ensures that all resources are protected from start to finish, so that your company's property cannot be stolen by competitors without consequences. You might be wondering, what elements are necessary in intellectual property collaborations? To protect your company, you will need to fulfill three specific elements in your intellectual property collaborations. First, define the roles of each team member. Each team member's role should be clearly defined in writing, with anticipation of what each person will be creating. This should be updated regularly as the situation or product changes. Then, negotiate ownership of the product. Ensure that your collaboration will establish how the creation is protected, who will own the parts and whole of the intellectual property, and how each team member will be compensated. And lastly, be very specific. A collaboration plan should include an expected time frame for the project with enough detail to properly manage delays, changes, and surprises. It should also identify who is responsible for the fees for filings and support, as well as other details that are relevant to your project and industry. Finally, let's keep in mind the importance of protecting your investments when selling your business. When larger companies buy out smaller businesses, one of the key elements they will consider is whether the business owns its intellectual property rights. This includes signed and legally binding intellectual property collaboration agreements. Unprotected intellectual property is a liability waiting to happen because any doubt as to who owns the intellectual property that has been produced will reduce the potential value of your business. Always consult with your intellectual property attorney regarding your business practices and collaboration agreements to ensure that your company and your employees are fully protected. Remember, if your business is part of a collaborative project in which you are entitled to intellectual property, you must protect your rights with the help of the experienced lawyers at Denton Peterson Dunn. If your Arizona business is in need of guidance on how to protect your intellectual property rights and draft solid collaboration agreements, reach out to the award-winning attorneys at Denton Peterson Dunn. Our team of experienced attorneys understands what it takes to run a successful business in today's world and how to fully protect your business when developing intellectual property. Contact Denton Peterson Dunn today to schedule your free consultation and to learn more about how we can set up your business for success. Call us at 480-325-9900 or visit us online at ArizonaBusinessLawyerAZ.com.
Thank you for listening to the Denton Peterson Dunn podcast. Our first priority is your success. We help create corporations and LLCs, draft and negotiate contracts, deal with employment issues, and analyze franchises. Should you need assistance with your business legal issues, contact the experienced attorneys at Denton Peterson Dunn today